you know, how do they view these actions?
Hold the singing, just the hand claps.
The singing was good.
I like the singing.
Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
WAFARM respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands WAFARM and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanitta, the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more, plus advance notice of close-up series conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Saugerties, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org. That's upstatefilms.org.
WAFARM's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Edward Ruschowski in Syracuse, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
vais, je veux et je viens. Entre tes bras, je vais et je viens. Entre tes bras, et je retiens.
Good evening and happy Valentine's Day. This is the Capital District Democratic Socialist Good Time Hour on WGXC on your FM dial.
Are we live? I can't hear myself.
Can't you hear yourself? You sound to be. Let me put up the level a little bit.
That's all right. We broadcast at 7 o'clock on the first Tuesday of every month. I'm one of your hosts, Casey, here with Poche Noir, my not-so-deep cover co-host.
And bonsoir, comrades. It's February 6th, the 19th day of the month of Pluvois of the year 232 of the French Republican calendar. This is radio, so you can't see that the O in the French word Pluvois is the accent circonflexe, le petit chapeau. Is that pretentious enough for you tonight, Casey?
Yeah, just pretentious enough. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so going along with our French theme, that last song was the 1968 super hit Je T'aime, sung by Jane Birkin and Serge Gainsbourg. And I watched the Grammys on Sunday night, and they announced that Jane Birkin had died.
She did die, yeah, this year.
Wow. Something tells me she died young. I remember listening to that song in 1968 and, of course, being 8 years old at the time. I didn't really get what was going on in that song. But a couple of years later, I did get what was going on in the song.
Do you speak French?
I did very
or
well.
Do you just get the vibes?
I just get the vibes mostly. I did very, very well in high school French.
Oh.
I had a terrific French teacher, Sister Annette, Sœur Annette.
Oh.
And between that and watching Pepe Le Pew on cartoons.
Of course.
There you go.
Yeah, Jane Birkin, her Birkin bag lives on forever. Talk about Capital District Democratic Socialists.
There you go. Yeah, sure. So what's the subject for tonight's show, Casey?
Tonight's show is all about love, which is not a subject unknown to or ignored by socialists. Our standard disclaimer, remarks made tonight reflect the opinions of whomever may be speaking them and not of WGXC. Also, these remarks need not reflect the opinions of anyone else in the DSA. This is just me and Bill shooting the stuff.
That's right. That's right. These are merely the thoughts of Casey and myself. If you agree or disagree or want to qualify anything that you see you hear on the show tonight, then you might consider joining the DSA and making your thoughts and opinions known. In DSA, there's no line to be towed by members of the DSA. You do not have to be a strict... Oh, damn it. I did it again. All right. You do not have to be a strict. Hold it. Let me get back to the beginning. You do not have to be a strict Marxist like I am. One day this will happen smoothly. To our next song, Prince at his almost dirtiest. We'll be right back.
Yes, you are. Cream, get on top. Cream, you will cop. Cream, don't just stop. Cream, shaboogie ball. Look up in the air, it's your time.
Wow. So, Casey, in talking about, let's just love, I went through some socialist literature, in particular, you know, collected Marx and stuff like that, and I didn't find that much about it. And then I thought I was going to go about it the Christopher Columbus way. Do you know what way that is?
No, but like waving a red flag high in the air with that one.
Well, Christopher Columbus, he goes to the Queen of Spain. And he says, you know, everybody's been going east. Why don't you give me some money and I'll go west and find China? And of course, the Spanish nobility were so inbred and dopey, they gave him the money, right?
Yeah,
and so he sets off. He sets off with his four ships.
The
four ships that he set off with.
The Nina. Pinta, the Santa Maria, and the
under recent scholarship, you will find out that he had a fourth ship, the Queen Latifah. That's the party boat.
Nice.
There you go. So, in that way, I'm going to go in the opposite direction and look not at love, but about the concept of alienation, which is kind of the opposite of love.
I just feel like you should choose a different analogy, because by going the Christopher Columbus way, you're about to do some raping, pillaging, and genocide.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, of course. Of course. All of that terrible stuff happened. But it's just about. All right. So I'll use the analogy of, do you know who Wrong Way Corrigan is?
No.
Okay.
Tell me more.
So he was a guy who was also involved with he was an aviator like Lindbergh was. I think he was even like helped Lindbergh with the Spirit of St. Louis. And he ends up flying from Floyd Bennett Field in Brooklyn, intending to go to California, but he ends up going to Ireland. He ends up in Ireland. And he gives the excuse that it was cloudy and his compass was all screwed up, was pointing in the wrong direction.
A happy surprise.
I think that's all a mistake. I think he actually did want to go to London rather than back to California, but that's the excuse that he gave to whoever was the FAA at the time.
Got it. Cool.
So I'm going to go in the opposite direction, right? So
intentionally.
As far as I know, Wrong Way Corrigan didn't do any plundering or, mm-hmm. you know, enslaving people. So I'm thinking about alienation. And alienation, I'm not speaking about it in the sense of, let's say, oh, this kid is an alienated kid and he goes into a school and shoots up the school. I'm not talking about alienation of these lone gunmen like Lee Harvey Oswald or typical alienation. I'm talking about it in the late 17th, early 18th century sense, where alienation is a creative act. You make something, you take your own energy and you make something. And in that way, you alienate something from yourself so that it kind of represents yourself. For example, a person makes a guitar. Okay? They take all of this stuff. They put their labor into it. They make a guitar. And, of course, it's a commodity for sale. They alienate it from themselves. But they have also developed themselves in the creation of that commodity, such as a very cool guitar.
Right. So you're saying alienation as an act of love,
mm-hmm.
in that regard, because you're taking yourself, putting it into
that. So alienation as a way of self-expression.
Got it.
In the creative act of taking something, using your labor, and making something outside of yourself.
And how do you trace this back to the concept?
Getting there. So every Christmas, I am always struck that when you take out the Christmas decorations, and what is going on? Is there a riot in the back there? Well, somebody's laughing. It can't be a riot. You get the Christmas decorations, and of course, it's like Santa Claus or reindeers or Jesus and little baby Jesus in the creche and all that stuff, and then it's made in China. And I always think about these people who are in these Chinese factories, I'm sure kids, and just making these things that are completely foreign to them. And that's how Marx described the process, one dimension of the process of alienation. You're alienated from the products of your labor. First of all, it's not your property. You're not familiar with it. Let me go to my notes here. And you go to consider the ordinary working day. You get up to work for someone else. You don't want to do that. And why don't you want to do that? Because the stuff that you make is not yours. You're just doing it for the money. And you produce either goods or services, not according to what you want to produce, but according to what your boss says you should produce. And so you're alienated from your own labor. And this is extremely crucial, that the wages that somebody gets under production, your wages are not from what you're making at the time. Your wages are paid out of the capital that your boss already has made,
right,
off of your prior labor. Wages are from pre-existing capital, which is another dimension of being alienated from your labor.
Yes. I'm struggling to see how... I'm excited to see how you're going to tie this back, rather than struggling.
Well, it's the opposite of love. Alienation being the opposite of love.
Right, so like, yes.
So even so, look at how the whole world expresses how we're alienated from one another. We gather together at the command of our bosses, even though we can find, let's say, friends and friendship and affection from people at work, we primarily relate to one another according to the boss's scheme to make commodities for his profit.
But that's I absolutely agree, but that's also, I think, being like lumping one's whole self into labor.
That's right. That's what Marx says happens.
Okay.
Essentially, he says that
I am not
the bottom
Marxist,
line
apparently.
Of the bottom line of society is this, that it is a scheme for the production of commodities. And he says that about almost all societies are schemes for producing commodities. But under capitalism, that's the way it works.
Yes.
Right? And so our relations to other people are primarily and fundamentally one of people are primarily boxed into their position in the production of commodities.
Right, and that's why you see movements such as like just like this, I can't remember the specific names, but like the napping movement and just like slowing down and just like taking
I'm sorry, I'm unfamiliar with the napping movement.
That's not what it's called, and I wish I could. It's called like the slow movement or something of the matter, like something of that regard, because it's just like kind of slowing down and like because we are all essentially like slaves to a wage that like mm-hmm. you can take time back or you can take self back by slowing down by like
of course.
As an act of resistance essentially.
Well, if you're working on an assembly line, one of the ways that you can show you're being pissed off at the boss is to make everybody slows down. You know, the new guy gets on the assembly line and the guy next to him says, "You're working too fast. Slow down."
Yeah. Absolutely. I think I agree with you. I agree with all these points, obviously. But I just think it's so cynical. Like, I think, like, yes, I mean, and we do live
Who
under
Who are you talking to?
I know. Talking to Pochoir. Ever the cynic, which we love. But I think that people are more nuanced than that. And I think that's, like, something that is lacking. And, like, obviously...
I believe people are more nuanced than that.
Like, and I think people find love and joy in community and in these places of confinement.
In other words, despite that.
Despite.
So we're in agreement.
Yes.
People do try to find those things despite the very scheme that, wow.
Like
we should let everybody know that there's a meeting at WGXC and it seems to be getting out of hand. Is somebody playing a tuba?
In any case, there might be a tuba happening. If you hear it in the background, well, a party on Garth.
Okay.
Yes, so despite it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
let's take a break after all of that heady stuff. Let's play some music.
Oh, my God. And what a joy this next song is going to be. For those who don't know, Post-Noir is a bit camp.
More than a bit, actually. Yeah.
The flair.
Here we go. We all set up on the levels here. Let's go.
must I travel far and wide till I am beside someone who I can mean something to?
You want to know where love is? Love is right here with Barry White.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. As many times as we've loved and we've shared love and made love, it doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough. It's just not enough.
Oh, oh, man.
Oh, man.
My darling, I can't get enough of your love, man. Girl, I don't. Everything in you. What kind of love is this that you're giving me? Is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all I know is every time you're here, I feel a change. Something moves. I scream your name. Look what you got to do with, darling. I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, your love for me is all I need, and more than I can stand. Oh, well, babe, how can I explain all the things I feel? You've given me so much, girl, you're so unreal. Still, I keep loving you more and more each time. Girl, what am I gonna do? Cause you're blowing my mind. Same old feeling every time you're here. I feel a change, something moves. I scream your name. Look what you got to do, and darling, I ain't get enough of your love, babe. Oh no, babe.
Baby, it didn't take all of my life to find you. But you can believe it's gonna take the rest of my life to keep you.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't know, I
So, Casey, as you probably know about me, I am a subscriber to Jacobin Magazine.
I do know this about you.
Okay. As a matter of fact, I'm a lifetime subscriber to Jacobin Magazine.
Oh, that's great.
Once I figured out that it wasn't a CIA front, right?
How did you figure that out?
I just kind of intuited it because I just don't think the CIA is clever enough to do such a thing like that.
That's a fact.
They are wicked enough to do it, but they're not clever enough to do it.
Fair enough.
And
I mean, Jacobin's great. That would be heartbreaking.
I love Jacobin. Yeah. But as a lifetime subscriber to Jacobin Magazine, you sometimes get free gifts in the mail. And one of those free gifts this year, since it's the Lunar New Year, the Chinese New Year.
It is.
This Saturday.
It is.
I have some fortune cookies from Jacobin Magazine. Why don't you have some?
Oh, my gosh. Look at this. Did you make these?
No. No, I didn't make them.
Okay. All right. Cheers.
Cheers. Let's see what the fortune is. You go first.
All right.
All right.
I wish.
They're not as crispy as.
As
they
what? Are,
as they ought as they ought to be.
Oh no! Pretty crispy. Oh, yum.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah. Good job, Jacobin.
Good job. Whoops.
All right. My fortune is the mode of production of material life conditions. Sorry. The mode of production of material life conditions the social, political, and... Ooh, I lost some of my... I'm assuming intellectual process in general. It is not the consciousness of men that determines their being. On the contrary, their social being that determines their consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's heavy stuff.
Yeah. Thanks, Jacobin.
Mm. Uh-huh. So here's my fortune. Men make their own history, but they do not make it as they please. They make it under self elected circumstances, not under self elected circumstances, but under circumstances existing already, transmitted from the past. Wow.
I
know where that's from. That's from the 18th Brumaire of Louis Bonaparte.
Which is not the first time that has come up on the show.
Oh, it's terrific.
Revolutions are the locomotives of history.
All right. Let's see what this one says.
Choo-choo. Toot-toot.
That's right. What else is this one here? Uh-huh. Under private property, each tries to establish over the other an alien power so as thereby to find satisfaction of his own selfish need. Oh, wow, this goes with tonight's theory. The increase in the quantity of objects is therefore accompanied by an extension of the realm of the alien powers to which man is subjected, and every new product represents a new potentiality of mutual swindling and mutual plundering. Well, for a cynic like me, that's heaven.
These don't really feel like fortunes.
But they never are fortunes anymore.
Are they not?
You get regular fortune cookies from a Chinese restaurant, and it's like advice.
That's fair. All right, last one.
Okay.
When communist artisans associate with one another, mm-hmm. theory, propaganda, etc., is their first end. But at the same time, as a result of this association, they acquire a new need, the need for society. And what appears as a means becomes an end. The brotherhood of man is no mere phrase with them, but a fact of life. And the nobility of man shines upon us from their worked, hardened bodies. That is also keeping in theme because I think you can bring that back to love.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I like about that quote, too, is that nobody uses it. I guess it's kind of sexist, the brotherhood of man.
Yeah, I mean, like,
you know,
you got to look at these things through like a
broad,
like,
okay, what's a better
as, like,
phrase?
Like the royal we kind of, you know. Mm-hmm. At least that's what how
the
I approach.
The siblinghood of man. It doesn't seem to have the same
of
bite to it. I don't know.
Yeah, friendship.
And then, of course, it's man. The siblinghood of humanity.
Yes. We should.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. More music.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
More we'll music. It.
Do is wrong. Get up.
23 positions in a one night stand.
Get up.
I'll only call you after you just say I can.
Get up.
Let a woman be a woman and a man be a man.
Get up.
If you want to, baby, here I am.
Here I am. I got the jizz from a friend of yours named Vanessa Bedford. She said you told her a fantasy that got her all. Something about a little box with a mirror and a tongue inside. What she told me then got me so hot and smooth that we could slide. Get up.
23 positions in a one night stand.
Get up.
I'll only call you after you just say I can.
Get up.
Let a woman be a woman and a man be a man.
Get up.
If you want to, baby, here I am.
Here I am. Drinking, scope this, I was just thinking, you plus me, what a ride. If you was thinking the same, we could continue outside. Lay your pretty body against the parking meter, strip your dress down like I was stripping a Peter. Balls, I'm in joy, let me show you baby, I'm a talented boy.
Everybody grab a body, pump it like you want somebody.
Yeah. Crib. What you want to eat?
Rib.
I'm a toy, I don't serve ribs. You better be happy that dress is still on. I heard the rip when you sat down. Honey, the ribs is gone, but that's alright, I clock them that way. Mind me of something James used to say. I like them fat, I like them proud. You gotta have a mother for me. Now move your big ass round this way so I can work on that zipper, baby. Tonight, you're a star, and I'm a big dipper. The dress have on, I zip it far enough to see the crack of dawn. Don't worry about the bus, I'm gonna lock up every door. Then we can do it in the kitchen, on the floor, in the bathroom, standing on the tub and holding on the rod. You're in the closet underneath the clothes and oh my god. In the bathroom, I'm gonna dress it with your feet in the drawers. In the pantry on the shelf, I guarantee you won't be bored. Pool table, yeah, move the sticks and put the 8-ball where it's sure to stick. Dudley, do no wrong tonight, if now just let him kick it.
Come on.
Okay, and we're back in the studio. It seems to be Fat Tuesday or something going on out there. What's
is
going?
It?
I don't know. Fat Tuesday is the Tuesday before Valentine's Day because Valentine's Day is Ash Wednesday.
Is it today not the Tuesday? Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. I don't know. I'm not Catholic.
That's
regardless,
okay. I'm an old altar boy. I can't help it.
They maybe get they're your, practicing. Yep, for Fat
I don't
Tuesday.
Know. So that was Get Off by Prince, and that song begins. Prince really knew how to scream on a song. He screams there like the head nurse is giving a very painful suppository.
I mean,
it's perfect.
That's your interpretation of it.
I'm gonna play it again. I'm gonna play that whole thing once again. Not
the whole song?
Just the very beginning. Just the very beginning. Okay.
Sounds like pain. I think he's like,
wow.
I think
holy
he's into it.
Crap.
I think he's enjoying something.
Well, I guess. Oh my Lord. Okay. So
15
minutes. My point for this evening about alienation is kind of that it is so prevalent everywhere. It starts in every workplace. It's on such a cellular level all over the world that is absolutely should not be any surprise that people are bombing each other and it's so difficult to ask for a ceasefire.
Absolutely.
It's
but
just,
I mean, I think like there are really like beautiful instances of like deep love and connection that are born of these. Like not that I'm like justifying any of this, but like it is, you know, there are silver linings to this, to your cynicism.
That's why I need you on this show, because I'm the guy whose the glass is half empty, and you're the person sometimes, most of the time, that's
I
half
think
full.
Like I just got a half a glass of water, or you know, I guess it depends on what's in the glass. Yeah, I don't know, but I also think just like drivers to like socialism, Marxism, democratic socialism, whatever, what have you, like I think is born of a lot of love, because in my opinion you need to have a lot of empathy and you need to have a lot of care in order to put the needs of the many first, which is, you know, and like, and you know, put a greater movement above like the needs of yourself, which like so many people are through different movements as they have. And I think that is something that's really like out of like deep love and caring for others,
which is the reason why this weekend I'm going to meet other DSA comrades,
myself included.
Over, you're going to be there?
I'll be there.
Okay. Let's see. I got a text from Comrade Hannah, who has at one time been a guest on the show, the very first guest on the show, and
I think it's at one.
Hold it. Let's go to it. Yep, 1 p.m. on this Saturday, we're going to meet at the United Tenants of Albany office. That's 225 Orange Street in Albany. And that's this Saturday at 1 p.m. And we're going to go door to door and agitate for rent controls in Albany, kind of like they have in New York City, but better, which, of course, is also worthwhile.
And Kingston, they have it in Kingston.
And they have it in Kingston. It's worthwhile.
Next
for
fight,
something
Catskill
in Hudson too, because Hudson rents and Catskill rents, they're
absurd.
Also crazy. They're absurd.
Yeah, truly absurd. If you want to have more information on that, you can email housing@capitaldistrictdsa.org. Come hang out with me and Bill if that is your thing, or don't. I think Saturday is going to be beautiful.
Is it? I haven't seen the weather report for Saturday yet.
I'm thinking. Yeah, it's going to be like 54 degrees.
It's oh, my God. It's going to be a perfect day.
Balmy.
It's going to be a perfect day.
Horrifying, but, you know.
And now I'm going to play the song that taught me that I could never be a songwriter. I'm going to play it right now.
I'm looking at the list of
songs.
So, Casey, that was the song that taught me that I could never, ever be a songwriter.
Why?
Because there's no possible way that I would ever, I just know myself well enough to know that I would never be able to come up with the perfect part of that song, which is...
I don't believe that. I do not believe that you don't have the capacity to create that.
I just know that I would never, ever come up with that. It's completely just this enormous creative act of somebody that is just, it's just beyond me. I just know it.
I don't know.
No?
I mean, phenomenal. But I think you have it in you.
I don't know what kind of drugs I'd have to do to find that's part of myself.
I think Mohawk Bill, I think Punk Bill had that within him.
That might be, but that's all in the back. That's all in the back.
No. He lives on.
Somewhere in this rude, under this rude husk of myself. All right. Let's see, what else are we going to play? Let's play another song here. Let's see. We're going to play... I'm sorry, what was the song that you brought into tonight?
I mean, we could play any of the above.
What time is it now? So we don't want to... 7:52?
We're filling time here. Sorry, folks.
All right, here we go.
So yes. Fun.
Yep. Wow. And who was that, Casey?
That was the Concretes.
I really like the organ in that. I dig that. Okay. So this is going to be a Prince heavy night. Well, actually, I don't know if we have the time for this last Prince song. We don't, as a matter of fact. Because it's so long.
Yeah. But go listen to Screwdriver.
Yes.
In your own time.
It's a very unique Prince song. Yeah. Okay, it's very, very rocky song for Prince.
Well, we can wrap it up. Go
okay.
Hug a friend. Give him a kiss. Kiss a comrade.
That's right. Kiss a comrade. But don't go any further.
Without consent.
That's right. As a matter of fact, you can't kiss without. No. Yeah, that's right. Don't be like that soccer team guy. The Spanish soccer team guy. He got fired. The winning Spanish soccer team coach.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name.
Well, he did it right on live TV. And then everybody was like, wow, you went a little too far.
Yeah, that was a
coach.
A gross choice that he made by a gross man. Classic. Yeah. Okay. Kiss a comrade, but ask them first.
That's right.
What's going to play us out here? Oh, actually, I'll do our little.
Let's do our little exit.
Yeah. So we have like 5 more minutes. So we'll play something else. But tune in next month, 7 o'clock on the first Tuesday. That'll be March 5th. We're going to be talking about war because it's about time that we dive into that.
It won't be an old subject by then, I'm sure.
No, I mean, God willing, but it will never be an old subject realistically.
So I heard that the Hudson Common Council is finally going to put on the agenda the ceasefire resolution that I sent there.
Oh, my God. That's phenomenal.
That is phenomenal.
When would that be?
I don't know. I have to go online and see when that next meeting is.
Okay. Well,
and I'm going to, I think I might show up for that meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. We should 100% you know. Mm-hmm. Show up, and we should all show up.
That's right.
If we're interested.
Okay.
We might also have a show at late February. We briefly chatted about that idea.
That's right. End of February is going to be a pledge drive, which will be celebrating the 13th year of WGXC.
Yeah, 13 years ago, February 2011.
And so we're going to have a show then, and whatever the subject might be, it's going to be devoted, at least a large part of it is going to be devoted to getting new monthly members.
Yeah, bring your friends, mm-hmm. throw on the radio,
okay.
listen. If you're interested in joining DSA, you may join at dsausa.org. There's many levels of membership. To comport with your finances, to quote Bill, you may find out more at capitaldistrictdsa.org.
There are two types of organizations that agitate for social change. There are ones that rely only upon members' dues, and there are others that rely upon donations. DSA is a dues-reliant type. It doesn't spend its time hustling for donations and sucking up to any donors, but rather strictly depends upon winning people to the ranks of its ideas. And here is our extremely appropriate outro.
Nothing you